Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and presidential candidate, Kenny Hodge. Today, we're going to talk about Article 8. Today, we're going to discuss the fact if you love the dough, then you got to make sure that if you're entitled to work that overtime, that it's given to you and not to someone else. Let's have a conversation. Okay, let's jump right into this Article 8 conversation. But, you know, I like to keep it interesting. So I'm not going to bear you down or weigh you down with all of Article 8. We're going to talk about one small section of Article 8, and that's Article 8.4, Section E, overtime work for MHAs. Again, Article 8.4, Section E. And I'm going to explain why that's so important. You see, the post office, when they're giving or assigning overtime, they like to somewhat rely on the second paragraph in Article 8.4E. And the second paragraph, which I'm going to read before the first, it states, when an opportunity exists for overtime for qualified and available full-time employees. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Qualified and available in the post office mind and postal management mind is, if you're here, I can schedule you. That's not what that's saying. Most people who have negotiated this article for quite some time, they also believe that's what that's saying. If you're not here, I can't schedule you. But you have to look at it in a much broader sense. And that much broader sense says postal management has to forecast and project mail volumes and work assignments. You cannot allow postal management to continue to work MHAs in lieu of regulars because the MHA happened to be at work when the overtime was there. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, if this is an anomaly, let's say this happened once a month, then I understand that. But when it happens every day, at some point, union leaders have to understand you have to hold the United States Postal Service management accountable for forecasting a schedule of mail volume and work hours needed to work that volume. Now, if you're not comfortable doing that, then I suggest you get comfortable doing that. Because if you allow management to continue to say, I work these MHAs 12 hours every day because they were here when the regular left, that's a pretty weak argument for the management to give any union official, and it's an even weaker union official to buy or absorb that argument. I've always said, if you are a mail handler and overtime is what you like to do, Thursday, Friday, days off kind of guarantees that for you forever. Postal management has long since lost the ability to schedule and manage the MHAs, PTFs, whatever supplemental workforce they have. So if they go into an overtime status on Thursday or Friday, that guarantees that mail handler with a Thursday, Friday, non-scheduled day, that guarantees them the opportunity to come in for overtime. I don't really care if it's 6 days or 7 days. Thursday, Friday are money days for mail handlers if you like working the overtime. Now, it's going to mean that your union has to be in tune with the contract compliance enough that they will vigorously fight for that. And I'm going to say, currently, I don't enjoy that status in Columbus, Ohio. I don't know about your facility, but if you have union personnel allowing management to work MHAs and non-list overtime people in lieu of overtime desireless people, then you don't have strong union leadership in your office either. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge taking a few minutes just to let you know, if you love the dough, you got to let it know. You got to let them know, and they will schedule you. You're going to have to fight for it accordingly as per Article 8, Overtime Desireless. You know what's so beautiful about contract compliance? Since there's only one contract, what I'm saying is applicable in Ohio as well as North Carolina. Have a great day. I'll talk to you.